April 21st, 2015, I am your Jesus, born incarnate. For just a moment, let us look at my Father's commandment, Thou shalt not steal. This commandment does not only refer to such crimes as robbing a bank, but more subtle transgressions as well. For instance, a person's reputation can be stolen through gossip or rash judgment. The truth can be stolen through compromise. The faith can be stolen from hearts through intellectual pride or surrender to doubts. Freedoms are stolen through the abuse of authority and the misrepresentation of the truth. These crimes go unrecognized in day-to-day combat against evil. They are in the background, so to speak, motivating and instigating evil attitudes in the heart of the world. Eventually, these thefts take their toll and come to light, but they leave a trail of destruction behind, and it is often too late or impossible to correct the damage. This is why it is necessary to allow holy love to be the inspiration and motivation of every thought, word, and deed. Then the heart of the world would be cleansed and renewed in every positive way. If you look at the state of the world now, how the legal system is supporting evils such as illicit use of drugs, abortion, sodomy, and general moral decline, you can readily see how Satan is robbing the world of righteousness. My call to you is godliness through the truth of holy love. In this truth, be united. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 4, verse 25, and chapter 5, verse 1 and 2, chapter 6, verse 10. Therefore, putting away falsehood, let everyone speak the truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for it is because of these things that the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not associate with them, for once you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. And try to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. Scripture verses asked to be read by Jesus.